Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The e-scooter program in the city of North Tonawanda, it was taking place for a little bit. We haven't heard much about it in the last little while. Please update us on what's happened.
Sure. So we brought the Bird scooters, the electric scooters, into the city of North Tonawanda. We were one of a few in the region to kind of take on this initiative. And the whole idea was to have another means of public transportation, way to get from A to B within our city borders. And we had about 30 of them, if I'm not mistaken, and we had the program running for about 6 weeks. It was sort of at the end of the season before they pulled the scooters naturally because of the winter, and in that time frame, we had about 2,500 rides, and, you know, it was pretty well received, but once they were pulled, there were the majority of the council had concerns about liability, even though there was various insurances covered in the agreement. And, you know, that was about 2 years ago, maybe two and a half, three years ago that we ended up removing them from the city. So there hasn't been much discussion about bringing anything like that back. There has been some discussion about maybe bringing those community bikes to North Tonawanda, similar to what the city of Tonawanda has on their side.
How frustrating was it to hear that the e-scooter program was coming to an end? Did you like the program?
Yeah, I thought it was a nice program. You know, people enjoyed them of all different ages. We made sure that people are of age to ride them. There was like an ID requirement. It was all done through an app. And a lot of people just thought it was a neat thing. We were kind of raising the bar a bit. Not a lot of people in the region have them. So it kind of put us on the map of something interesting, cool, a new initiative that we could provide for our residents or visitors. And, you know, some larger cities, you know, like Washington, D.C. or, you know, New York City and so on, they have a ton of these electric scooter companies. And it kind of put us on the map as like a bigger city where it was something that people could really utilize.
How likely could this come back?
You know, I don't want to say that it's totally out of the realm. I think there's a strong possibility if the community was interested in this and if you're putting the story out there, it might spark some additional interest and we might reevaluate. There are some new council members and they might have a different perspective on it. But, you know, I think it was a totally fun, manageable initiative.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.